Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good afternoon, dude. How are you doing today?
Everything's great. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. I couldn't be better. Just fresh off a beautiful couple of days to Dallas, Texas. I had me a wonderful big-ass steak for dinner there, and it was amazing. And I'm looking forward to watching Trump's biggest rally ever in Alabama taking place in a little less than an hour from now, as of when we're recording this.
Right. So this is August 21st, and I've heard up to 80,000 people. Apparently, there is supposed to be a bit of rain. So by the time you hear this podcast, it'll, of course, will have been done, and we'll be able to watch all the highlights. But I'm thinking he could talk for about 3 hours tonight.
Oh, dude, there's lots of material. And as they say, he is down in red meat country in Alabama, right where those boys play in the University of Alabama. And that stadium can hold a lot of people.
Yes. So that it's great that he's out there. Perfect timing for this rally. My gosh, I don't know how long ago they planned this one, but perfect timing.
Perfect.
So he'll be great. And that kind of leads us right into our the first story that I want to touch on today, buddy. So the January 6th debacle.
Yes.
Which I don't even call it a debacle. I call it a few overly zealous Trump supporters.
Exactly.
Got a little excited.
That's what it was. Yeah.
And they were led by a couple of creepy Antifa jerks.
Yeah.
And
FBI informants planted in the crowd.
Exactly. And they were let in the doors by multiple.
By Pelosi's security force that reported to her, who she told that basically opened the door. Yeah,
exactly. So putting all that aside. Guess what just happened, which I guarantee no libtards are even aware of. So the FBI now has found scant evidence that the U.S. Capitol attack was coordinated. So this was an officially released report on what they found. They've arrested over 570 participants, if you can believe it. They've gotten about two Antifa members from last summer, but 570.
Yeah.
They've talked to them all. They've done some research. They said that 90 to 95% of these are one-off cases, which means people were just like, they stepped into the Capitol.
Right.
They looked around and left.
Let's do a little comparison, Dave. I mean, just for fun, right? So the George Floyd riots for the year leading up to that, right, took place over the course of a year. They burned down at least a dozen major cities, with Portland leading the way, but many others. Roughly $2 billion in damage. About two dozen people were killed during that entire process. And what happened as a result? Absolutely nothing. Some people were arrested. The DAs who were bought off by George Soros, they were all released, right? And you compare that to January the 6th, what happened? We know the Black Capitol Police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt, the only person shot and killed that day was one of our people. She was unarmed. They didn't find a single weapon on anybody in the Capitol out of close to 900,000 people who were there, close to about 1,000 people who came into the Capitol building, not a single weapon. And she was executed. That guy has been not only admonished, he's basically been immunized. He's out.
That's right.
He's not going to get prosecuted. He's done. And to your point, Dave, now they're, of course, this is easy to pin on, you know, white supremacists, the supreme pizza people, you know, we're going to kill everybody. And so it's easy to put the blame on people like us and go and arrest tons of us. And there's many of them still sitting in jail. Have you seen this?
It's frightening.
Without
any chance of bail or to see their lawyers.
It's a total no bail hold situation. They will not let them go. This includes the guy who wore the horns. This includes the guy who put his feet up on Pelosi's desk, and who knows what happened to that laptop. Obviously, we know that the Capitol Police, they asked for help a month before the event. They didn't get it. Who did the Capitol Police exclusively report to? Nancy Pelosi. Sure. Who opened the doors for the people to come into the Capitol? Nancy Pelosi sent the order to the Capitol Police to open those
doors.
Let
them in.
Yeah. I mean,
we have video of it all. There's now still 10,000 hours of
10,000 hours of unredacted video. Right. The FBI will not release. And quietly on a Friday afternoon, as you just quite rightly pointed out, the FBI sent out a press release with their report saying basically,
my Lord,
nothing to see here. This was a big nothing burger.
The main thing is it completely destroys the Democrat talking points. We just had another huge, you know, conference in DC like about a month ago, right? With Pelosi getting up there,
right?
And grandstanding with those four crying Capitol police officers or whatever, crying in their milk.
Oh, yeah.
And it complete nothing. So
yeah. Well, that imploded so fast, dude. I mean, that didn't even make the evening news cycle. I mean, that was.
So if the FBI is going to come out and officially say that this quote unquote organized plot to overturn the presidential election result was a nothing burger.
Right.
You know, I want to find out for us to have our own, right, our own conference on this. And I don't think we're going to get that until Trump's back in the White House.
Yeah,
frankly, right. I mean, it's not. I don't see how anybody can really put that through at this point. Unless
I think people. I mean, while it would be intellectually interesting, Dave, I think it's people just want to move on. They're done. People are done. People just, you know how our folk think. We just want to go to work and love our God, love our country. Let us pray. Let us organize. Let us not wear masks. Don't force us to get an injection. Let us be. Just let us be. Stop. Get the fuck out of our lives. Excuse my French. I know my family hates when I throw those expletives into this podcast, but just stop messing with us, you know?
But that's what they live for.
I know.
But not to get sidetracked. So anyway, we actually are still praying for these people that eventually they will be released. They can tell their story. But to be locked up as if there's some kind of, you know, worse than some kind of Afghani or you know, Taliban terrorist.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got basically free visas. We're just importing them by the C-130 load over there. We're bringing them into. And guess what? And on that point, Dave, guess what airports old Joe, Sleepy Joe, has ordered them into, right? They're landing in Texas. They're landing in Kansas. They're landing in Missouri. They're landing in Alabama. It's very, very intentional. These people aren't being relocated in New York City, Los Angeles, you know, Minneapolis, Seattle, Portland. No. They are being dumped into red states very intentionally.
Bastards. Okay. So it is almost time for kids to go back to college.
I thought you were going to say it was almost time for happy hour.
It always is for that, buddy.
When I do have I have my drink right here. I know it is happy hour somewhere.
Right. Well, hang on to your hats then, folks, as Frank's he's got the happy hour going. But so basically, this is unlike the, you know, golly, history seems to shift on a daily basis around here. But for these poor kids going to school that are getting complete, I mean, how many parents have had their kid go off to some Ivy League school and they come back 4 years later as a left-wing lunatic?
Yep.
So here's a great five headline list of what your kid can expect to get.
Okay, good.
As they go through, you know, the freshman.
Not a top 10, but a top five. I like it.
Top five. This is just your basic freshman orientation. And these are all real. I wish this was some kind of a SNL skit.
here
we go. White privilege is real. So for any kid that's a white kid who's worked hard and led a good life, he's 18, he's at Princeton University, for example.
Yeah.
He's made to feel like a piece of a dreck.
Yeah.
And to feel extremely guilty and to somehow feel like he's lesser and he's privileged. And so he doesn't deserve what he's worked for.
Sure. Yeah.
That's lovely. So next, words are violence.
Mm.
Forget that First Amendment nonsense, Frank.
Yeah.
So get ready to be reported a hate speech if you say anything that contradicts a leftist opinion.
Yeah.
You know, this has been debunked for decades. 1 in 5 co-eds will be sexually assaulted. That is a joke.
Yeah.
That has been, but they'll continue to push it.
Of course.
Gender is a choice.
Yeah.
Of course. You can be LBGQFGW.
Yeah, the whole alphabet soup. Yeah, absolutely.
And the last is being colorblind is racist. So if you actually say all lives matter, you are guilty.
So Dave, I was just listening very attentively to your list of five. I want you to do something. It's a really fun little experiment here. And I didn't know about this list. So for folks listening at home, until you just said it now, I want you to take the word not and insert it near the end of each one of those. Right. Mm. So insert the word not near the end of each one of those. And that's our platform.
Good one.
Just read off a couple real quick.
Gender is not a choice.
Keep going.
Being colorblind is not racist.
Keep going.
1 in 5 co-eds will not be sexually.
Keep going.
Actually, that's a little, but have to be slightly word different. Words are not violence.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
No, you're right.
So that's our platform.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just the opposite. It's the George Costanza universe, Dave. We are the opposite.
Which is the true order of things.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of true, so one of the better known companies out there that identifies, very few corporations and companies identify as Christian or center
right.
They just tend to want to sell stuff. That's what they do. They're in business. But Hobby Lobby, they've been in the news.
Love Hobby
and
Lobby.
And they make great products. So they got caught in a whirlwind and they paid for it. So they have been ordered to pay $220,000 to a transgender employee the company barred from using the women's bathroom.
Jesus Christ.
So here's some squishy dudes. Why did they hire him? We don't know. Maybe he was able to, I don't know, put some balsa wood together.
Chalk that up under hiring mistake, dude.
Yeah, hiring mistake 101. I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to identify as a female now. I want to use the women's bathroom. Hobby Lobby said, no way.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have a 10-year-old girl I'll go to the bathroom and see your schlong, excuse me.
Yeah, or
out.
Some urinal. Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
total setup, dude. You know, that's a total, that was a total setup from the beginning.
Hopefully these
letter groups push people like that to go to conservative organizations like In-N-Out or Hobby Lobby or whatever it is. They encourage that they go, oh, it's almost, and I'm not surprised they were able to get through the screening process because it was probably they kept it very, very low profile. And then once they're in, then they you know, do this sort of legal activity. It's all strategy. It's exactly what they do.
Yeah, it was a big setup. It probably took them a few months to kind of get to that place, just like they do with that poor baker.
Oh, yeah.
The cake maker out there.
The cake maker.
Getting sued for not wanting to make a cake for freaking gay sex wedding.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's jump to the green. We don't have not talked a whole lot about the Green New Deal too much because it's such a cluster F of just nonsense.
Right.
But so the latest is, and this is just the start.
Yeah.
We know this the enormous among the Western civilization world of pushing the electric car nonsense.
Okay? Right.
And I'm for making the best, greatest cars that are the most economical. That just, of course. But now people are wondering, we've now, even just in 2021, have had now thousands and thousands of batteries, you know, because they don't last forever.
Yeah, sure.
So here are these batteries that are rich in raw materials such as cobalt, lithium, and nickel.
Yeah.
Guess what? You can't recycle these things.
You can't. No, they're just sitting in dumps.
Exactly. So they are, these are just end up as waste. So now already, they are saying that there will be 12 million tons of lithium ion batteries between now and 2030.
Yeah.
12 million tons. Where are they going to go? Everyone was like, what are we going to do with that nuclear, nuclear stuff that comes
Yucca
out of
Yucca Mountain in Arizona.
Yucca Mountain. Yeah.
Or so Nevada. Yeah.
For all you lefties out there who just, isn't it great? We're all going to have electric cars.
Yeah. Right? You plug it into the tree and everything's fine. You're going to have fucking Lithium Mountain in Arizona, right next to where your mom lives there up in fucking Northern Arizona or whatever it is. But it's literally like having a nuclear stockpile. This is rare earth materials. These things are very toxic to the earth and you're going to have these things all piled up. People think they're so stupid, right? These left libtards, these soy milk drinking Birkenstock wearing fruitcakes, they think they're being so environmentally conscious that they just plug these things in and everything's good, right? Where does that power come from? Well, the United States, 50% of electrical power comes from coal plants. I mean, so figure it out, fruitcake.
So the old fashioned lead acid batteries, which is what everyone has now, they can be recycled.
Right.
As much as 99% of lead in a regular automobile battery is recycled, but you can't recycle these new electric batteries, the lithium ion ones. You just can't. I'm sure they're working on it, but as of now, and just the rare earth metals it takes.
Yeah.
Is,
and by the way, Dave, I'm not sure if you've heard this or not, but you mentioned Green New Deal at the beginning. So, you know, Green New Deal, they market tested this and it didn't go down so well. Right. So the whole AOC, $10 trillion Green New Deal. So what did they do? They repackaged it and they served it up to McConnell and they called it an infrastructure bill for only $3 trillion. So I'm not sure if you looked inside the details, but about a third or about 40% of the current infrastructure bill that got approved by the Senate, I think recently, and is awaiting passage by the House and then signature by the president, about 40% is Green New Deal stuff. It's all this stuff we're talking about. So they've just basically repackaged and repurposed it in a different wrapper so people don't freak out.
That's what the left does with everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
They always repackage. And if they can't put it through this way, they're going to make a quick left turn and put it through that way. And McConnell, like the turtle that
he is.
Douche.
McConnell's got to go. He's an idiot.
Yeah. Well,
all these people got to go.
Meanwhile, it's great that our current Biden, Biden has denied, has really cut the amount of oil that this country can produce by, cutting off the Keystone Pipeline, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But what he did with it, I thought this is pretty funny. He said, hey, you fun-loving people over there that run the OPEC organization, can you please crank up the pipes a little bit more and make a little bit more oil, because our oil now is $80 a barrel.
Yeah, and, $5 a gallon. Yeah.
$5 a gallon. Please, pretty please. And OPEC said, go hump sand.
Go suck it.
We're not doing it.
Yeah,
because totally. We want to keep the prices higher.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he gave permission to Russia to build their pipeline. And this was all at the same time, right? So he did all three of these. I mean, it's amazing. Actually, lovely. If you think about it, it's really quite incredible how effective Biden has been at destroying the country. I mean, in 6 to 8 short months, he's opened the southern border. He's doubled the price of gas. He helped Russia build a pipeline. He shut down Keystone. He let Afghanistan implode. And all while in his basement. I mean, it's really quite remarkable.
He's been a busy boy.
Been very, very busy. Very busy.
Speaking of busy, so, as bad as it has been in the United States for the various COVID restrictions and so on, let's talk about, I've always wanted to visit. I've never been there. I've never been to New Zealand. But New Zealand had one case, and they've closed down the country.
Right.
That's beyond belief. This idiotic... what's her name? They got a prime minister. Her name is Jacinda Ardern. Ardern.
Yeah. You ever heard of her? Another libtard.
Yeah.
Total so, libtard.
She looks like about 12 years old. People of New Zealand, I want to visit your country one day. This is not helping me want to visit.
Yeah, though. I don't. I have no interest to go down there, Dave. I mean, I tell you,
that's where they shot Lord of the Rings. Come on.
So what? Let's just you go to some nice forest in America. It's all the same shit.
There's a tree over there. Yeah.
I mean, they are, and I know this because, I have family situation where there's someone from New Zealand, and unfortunately they don't listen to the show. But, that is if you think the people we talk about on a weekly basis are radical far left Democrats, go down to New Zealand. Wow. they make them look like child's play. Wow. These people are really, really far to the left. And as we've been seeing in Australia, and I have friends who are pilots who fly wide body jets in from LA into Australia. I'm not sure if I told you this. They have a police escort from the time that plane docks at the gate in Sydney. They police escort the crew to the hotel. They stand guard outside their room. They have to have their meals delivered to their room. And then they go in reverse when they're ready to fly back. They go back to the airport in the same way, all the while double tested for COVID, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, Dave, to call it a police state is an understatement.
Yeah, and right next door in Australia, it continues to be just a debacle also as far as how they're handling it, just this heavy-handed approach. You got now policemen, real police officers, going cafe to cafe, asking for people to see their quote-unquote vax papers.
Right.
New South Wales, has issued nearly 600 infringement notices if they found you breached public health orders.
Yep.
I mean, we all want a healthy society, but this is beyond belief at this point.
Yeah, they're even arresting children. I saw a big sweep of a mall. Some kids came out of a mall the other day and they took their mask off apparently too early. And so there were this whole armored group of police outside this mall. Lord. And they started arresting these teenagers for taking their masks off too soon.
Arresting.
Yeah. I mean, but there is pushback. I've been seeing a lot of stuff in social media, the truck drivers, people are breaking down barriers now. They've had enough. People have had it in Australia. And I get it. I mean, Australia and New Zealand are literally police states right now. Canada, by the way, not far behind.
It pisses me off because, I mean, it's heartbreaking. I've been fortunate that I've, financially been able to still work, but for all the small business owners, the restaurant, right around me, Frank, we're talking the nice part of West LA, right off Wilshire.
Yeah.
All the local restaurants that are not owned by some giant corporation have all closed.
Yeah. Yeah.
This lovely French bistro I used to go to quite often closed. A Vietnamese place closed.
Yeah.
It's a terrible, slippery slope, domino theory. Things get affected.
I mean, guys like you and me, we talked about this months ago. There's the haves and the have nots. You just want to start, looking for vaccine papers for certain restaurants, hotels, airlines, businesses. Fine. I won't be using those airports, hotels, restaurants, and businesses. No problem. So 50% of the country will use one half, 50% of the country will use another half. Right now we're at about 50% vaccination rate, all in. And as Steve Bannon said on his radio show this morning, quote, "We have got to stop this. This illegitimate regime is destroying America and they are out of control." Couldn't have said it better myself.
That sums it up. I think we have to get to a point also where everybody in every local community says, like you said, enough's enough. And it is part of the great pushback. So, this clown, the NIH director, Francis Collins.
Oh, sure, of course.
And I think the big push also with the mask stuff. So even when they say that there's no information, no data at all that says if a kid wears a mask, it'll help. In Australia, they're still going to ticket kids. Can you imagine ticketing kids, arresting, fining kids, even though there's zero proof, it does any good. So even the NIH director here, Francis Collins, admitted this, and yet it doesn't. They don't care.
They don't care because, as you know, Dave, if you're a totalitarian state and if you're a communist regime, where does change start? Change starts with the youth. Change starts with the young people. Change and control. Change and control. Follow our orders, do as we say, or there'll be bad outcomes for you. They used to be happy with starting this process, Dave, as you well know, in college and university system here in the United States. That's not good enough for them now. Now it's all the way down to the elementary school level. Right. And that's why now you're seeing the massive pushback at school boards with parents moving their private schools. They're busting at the seams. You can't get into private schools anymore. At this point, public schools have become nothing more than basically daycare settings for people. So it's a very, very tough spot. I'm very curious to see how our republic will deal with this in the future.
I cannot wait for the 2022 elections to get here. They can't come soon enough.
Cannot come soon enough for me, Dave.
There's a lot of energy, pushback energy happening out there. And hopefully we're going to see some very positive changes coming. I think we will.
I think we will certainly see the House and the Senate swing back in a majority fashion. Pelosi will be gone. Schumer will just go off crying into the corner. And we'll be set up very, very nicely for the Save America campaign, which kicks off in about 6 minutes live from Alabama. It's Saturday night.
It'll be fun. Mr. Trump. I think it's also going to come down to small things, school boards. I think everyone now realizes how important. So here's a great little, we'll kind of end with this one, but Jay Cutler was the quarterback for the Chicago Bears, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think he plays anymore. He played for 12 seasons. So he had some kind of sponsorship thing with Uber, but when he actually opposed, came out and says, you know what? I don't think my kids should be wearing masks in schools. Uber dropped him because Uber is just another typical left
woke corporation. Yeah.
So what does he say? You know what I'm going to start doing now? I'm going to run for school board in my local community.
Great.
So Jay Cutler, wherever you live now, I don't know, but that's just one name. And I guess he's going to get a little bit of press just because he was a former football player.
Yeah, so no, exactly. I hope so. No, thanks for bringing that to our attention. I think, as a message to all of our listeners, tens of thousands of you across many countries around the world, we know we have listeners outside the United States and Canada. So super happy you guys are following. Don't forget to follow, share, subscribe to us on social media. Our website is now up and running, www.rantandrave.us, not .com, .us, right, of course. And please follow us on your favorite social media platform. We love Gab and Getter these days. Gab and Getter are awesome. Delete your Facebook accounts, delete your Twitter accounts, and move over to the Free Speech Zone. Zay, David, great seeing you this week. Look forward to the rally, and we'll talk soon.
Bye.
Take care.